Good morning, everyone. My name's Kirk, and I'm bringing the message today. Just as Lisa's turning the disco light off, because we thought it would be distracting, just have a little think here. What's your favourite light? Lisa did a beautiful sweep of the Patston household today and found every light. Not everyone, she's saying. So have a think there. What's your favourite light from all the different lights that you can see? There is something mesmerising and beautiful about light, and of course, the Bible is a source of light to us, mesmerising, beautiful. So why don't we pray that just as we get mesmerised and find beauty in light, we'll get mesmerised and find beauty in God's Word today. Let's pray. Lord, what a privilege it is that you're a God who speaks, and we thank you that your Word is actually a thing of great beauty and truth. Thank you that it can mesmerise and hold us. Lord, please mesmerise, capture us, take our imaginations, take our desires today, as you address us in your word. Amen. Well, you're probably aware that the Bible contains four accounts of the life of Jesus. And if this Christmas you're looking for shepherds and angels and wise men, you'll need to read Matthew or Luke. Mark, another one of the accounts of Jesus, is a fast-moving book that starts with Jesus as an adult. And today we're in John. And John doesn't give us angels and shepherds and so on. He's quite a poetic writer. In fact, he's one of those profound writers who can use really simple words to say the most significant things. And so the way that he brings us the Christmas story is in these very short but very profound comments. Here's one. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Here's another. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Here's another. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Now, I reckon you could meditate on any of those for an hour or so. We're not going to do that. In fact, we're going to head somewhere else in a minute. But I don't know, when the cricketers go to lunch, Boxing Day maybe, you might pick up John's Gospel, John chapter 1, and find one of these profound one-sentence Christmas stories, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and meditate on that. Ask God to show you, like a beautiful light, what it means. But today I just want a few minutes of your time to reflect on the Christmas claim that John makes in John chapter 1, verse 5. Here at church we've been thinking about the gifts of Christmas, peace, and today we're on light. And so I've chosen a verse that makes us think about light and life. Here it is, John chapter 1, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I said that I think John is like a poet or a proverb writer. He's one of these people who can take the simplest of words and the shortest of sentences and says so much to us. But I think he's also a bit of a riddle maker, and we'll see a bit more of this in a minute, because what he's done here, he's actually chosen a word that's got two meanings. And of course, light and dark, they're profound things, symbols that can mean lots of different things. So I'm going to play with John 1:5 as a riddle in a minute, but I thought we need to sort of warm ourselves up with riddles. I found some riddles actually in some young adult fiction. When I was searching for riddles on the internet, it seems that young adult fiction likes riddles. Have a listen to this one. Oh, what is brighter than the light? What is darker than the night? What is keener than an axe? What is softer than melting wax? Truth is brighter than the light, falsehood darker than the night. Revenge is keener than an axe, and love is softer than melting wax. That's quite a nice one. Here's one that doesn't have its answer in it. See if you can solve it. The answer to this riddle has a hole in the middle, and some have been known to fall in it. In tennis, it's nothing, but it can be received, and sometimes a person may win it. Though not seen or heard, it may be perceived. Like princes or bees, it's in clover. Think about that. The answer to this riddle has a hole in the middle, and without it one cannot start over. Have you solved it? Love, love. In tennis it's nothing, love. It's in clover, drop off the C, drop off the R, and it's in clover. Ah. It's got a hole in the middle, the letter O. So you have to be a cryptic crossword person, I think, for that one. So the answer to that one is love. Well, how about we approach John chapter 1, verse 5 as a riddle? And as I said, I think it's fine to do this because John's written with a bit of ambiguity here. He uses a word that can mean overcome, and it can also mean understanding. It's to do with sort of taking. And if you think about when you take and master something, it can go off in the direction of understanding, and or it can go off in the direction of overcoming. And so there's an ambiguity here. So he writes this, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it." Let me turn this into three riddles for us today. Who am I? I shine in the darkness, and the darkness of chaos and disorder will never overcome me. Who am I? I am the Christ through whom the world was made. Who am I? I shine in the darkness of unbelief, and the darkness did not, perhaps would not, understand me. Who am I? I am the rejected, crucified Christ. Who am I? I shine in the darkness, and the needy, lost, darkened world will never be able to take hold of me and fully understand me. Who am I? I am the wonderful, eternal, glorious, shining Christ. I've just given you three ways of reading John chapter 1, verse 5. Who am I? I shine in the darkness, and the darkness of chaos and disorder will never overcome me. Who am I? I am the Christ through whom the world was made. Lisa picked it up for us with this idea of creation and the globe. John chapter 1 is written deliberately to remind us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And God said, "Let there be light." What did God do with formless, empty darkness? He said, "Let there be light." And there was light, and it was good. And the God who did this, we find out later, was the Father, Son, and Spirit. The baby born into a dark night was already one who'd faced darkness and said with the Father and the Spirit, "Let there be light." Do you know that Jesus today? Do you know that Creator Jesus who, when he faces darkness, can say, "Let there be light"? Jesus who, with the Father and the Spirit, orchestrated spider's webs that glisten with dew, waterfalls that reflect rainbows, stars that shout light through inconceivable distances. You know, with a Jesus like that, you can trust him that whenever there's formlessness, whenever there's emptiness, whenever there's chaos, and that's not a state that's just the beginning of time, is it? It's actually a state in our hearts. Whenever there's formlessness, emptiness, chaos, there's a Jesus who can say, "Let there be beautiful light." Maybe behind your Christmas smile today, there's a whole lot of chaos, darkness, emptiness, sadness. Receive the gift of light today in the person of Jesus. Who am I? I shine in the darkness of unbelief, and the darkness did not, perhaps would not, understand me. Who am I? I am the rejected, crucified Christ. You know that the Christmas story, even though it's a lovely children's story, actually didn't go all that well, did it? There's King Herod. There's the slaughter of babies. There's a refugee family running down to Egypt. And the way the story is going to play out, there'll be Roman soldiers and there'll be a cross. You see, human hearts get proud and ambitious. They turn in on themselves and they grow dark. And when the light comes, they can turn their backs on that light and actually seek to extinguish it. I wonder if that's you today. You've come to church because it makes Mum or Grandma happy for us all to be together as a family today, but Jesus, he's nothing to you really. your life's been so knotted up and tough this year, maybe, that Jesus was once important to you, but he seemed so powerless this year. He seemed so irrelevant this year, and the darkness is becoming familiar. The light of Jesus is gone. But why would you choose darkness when light leads to life? When light is a thing of such truth and beauty, why would you choose darkness? The rejected, crucified Christ could become your gift today, your Saviour, the one who rescues you from darkness. Receive that gift today. If that gift is intriguing you and engaging you, please talk to Rod or to Lisa or to me after church today, and let's unpack that a bit more together. Perhaps you could read John chapter 1 tomorrow morning, first thing, and say, Jesus, if you are such a good light, let me understand you. Who am I? I shine in the darkness, and the needy, lost, darkened world will never be able to take hold of me or fully understand me. Who am I? I am the wonderful, eternal, glorious, shining Christ. I got the following words from a book by Michael Card on John's Gospel called The Parable of Joy. He wrote this: the light that is Jesus shines into, around and above the darkness of the stable, the darkness of the world, and the deep darkness of our own hearts. But the light is not understood, not by the wise men or the simple shepherd or by you and me. We cannot comprehend how light and life can be alive in a person. No one can. Like the wise men and the shepherds, we are left to adore and to wonder how this can be. We are left to pray for the life to come to life in us. To ask God to let this person who is the light shine in our hearts forever. It's quite a nice perspective on John 1:5, isn't it? There's something right in it, that the glorious Christ can never be understood. And John's Gospel would say what you do with him is in fact believe in him and receive him like a gift. Receive and believe. That's some Christmas gift to us today, isn't it? Jesus is the light of the world, a profound mystery that can stir our hearts forever. Let's pray. Christ, our light, we come to adore you, Christ the Lord. We come to marvel at your creative power and goodness. We turn from our rejection of you and pray that your life may become life in us. May your light, Jesus, shine in our hearts forever. Amen.